Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. With me is Marnie Werner, the research manager at the center. And our guest is Dr. Steve Wilcox, chair of the School of Finance, College of Business here at Minnesota State Mankato. Marnie, you had a question for Dr. Wilcox.
The thing we see is the stock market number every day. And with these wild swings and people are throwing around the word panic and things like that, what is going on with the stock market and how much should we be really paying attention to that as opposed to the credit issue?
Well, the two are linked. I think the struggles that the stock market's gone through recently are directly connected to this credit crisis. I was talking to Jim before we started here, and there was an article in the Wall Street Journal within the last day or two about the problems GE, you know, big old GE, is having in borrowing, and in particular in accessing the commercial paper market. And if they're having a problem, that certainly indicates that a lot of companies and institutions are having problems. And the way that filters down is that if they can't borrow, then they've got to find some way to cut expenses. And one obvious target is payroll. And so then you get layoffs and, it just filters its way through the entire economy. You know, the problem that drove this whole crisis, I think, is that we were operating on the belief that real estate prices would always go up.
Right.
Surprise, you know, they don't have to always go up. And I think that's been the root of all this problem. Personally, I think the way that we need to look at this thing in the future, it's the Federal Reserve and it's the supply of money. You know, to date, the Fed's focus has been on keeping inflation under control and spurring economic growth. Personally, I think going forward, they're also going to have to start paying attention to asset prices. You know, we had this problem with the stock market in the late 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
We had this problem with the real estate market in early and middle 2000s that everybody apparently was well aware of. I have subscriptions to several business magazines, and I can recall numerous covers talking about a real estate bubble.
Right. I mean, yeah, that was common. I mean, yeah. You would hear it in the mainstream media.
Yet the Fed has never really taken asset prices into consideration when they set monetary policy. And from my perspective, and this is just my opinion, but from my perspective, that's what's needed. It's not just a two-prong approach, economic growth and inflation. You also have to consider asset prices. The Greenspan Fed kept interest rates so low in the early and middle 2000s because there was this concern actually for deflation. But it's pretty clear now that what that created was even a bigger housing bubble. And in my opinion, that's the fix.
Thank you, Dr. Wilcox. You've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. And our guest has been Dr. Steve Wilcox, chair of the School of Finance, College of Business here at Minnesota State University, Mankato.